and really use them to a screen. But when you look where he shoots it, you have to get past halfway, you know, a little bit. If you shoot it before you get all the, you know, to at least halfway across the ice, then the goalie doesn't have to move that much. If you can just get it, you know, if you draw a line right down in the middle of the ice and you're coming from left to right, if you can cross that line, now the goalie's got to move and you get him off his angle. And Thomas shot back against the grain. So he's got the goalie moving left to right, and he shoots it back to the right. And there was actually a lot of net there. We had a pretty good angle at it. So good shot by Thomas. And he's got some – he's got that heavy shot. So when he shoots at Risha from there, he's one of those guys who's got a heavy enough shot that he can beat you from range, from, mm-hmm. you know, out of ways. And, you know, obviously a big goal for us, and happy for him. We put him in the lineup. He didn't play Friday, and – you know, he responds with a big goal for us.
He leaned so much on that stick that he went down after he shot that puck.
And oh, yeah.
Fell down.
Yeah, no, he probably didn't even realize it went in until he heard the roar. But good for him, and he's going to be a good player
for us. LaFontaine was really back in that net, though, a lot throughout that game, I noticed.
Yeah, he looked nervous in the net. I thought, you know, in the first period, he just, you know, and when I watched the game film back, you know, we had some good opportunities if we were just a little bit sharper, smarter with the puck where we shot. Like you see, I don't know if you remember the
Sturros?
One
in
Joel Esperance, even when it's a 3-3 game, they make a bad turnover. Lucchini feeds him, and he's all alone in the slot, and he just whiffs on it. And here's your leading scorer, and I've seen him zing the puck, and he had half the net. I mean, all he has to do, doesn't he have to get good at wood on it, just get it on the net, you know, and he whiffs on it. And, you know, Tyler, I mean, you go down the list, we had our opportunities, but I think he was a little nervous. I just watching the game back, he's just a little unsure. As well as he played, you know, even in the shootout, you know, we walk in on him, and Reed Sturros on the breakaway, it wasn't the shootout, he sort of stands up in the net. All Reed had to do was even get it on the net, and Reed fires it over the net, and he's just really standing up, and mm-hmm. there was so much net to shoot at. We just did not shoot smarter or get our head up and look where to shoot a lot of times in the game.
So Thomas Bredda, unassisted goal at the 7-4 mark, made a 3-2 Michigan lead, their first lead of the weekend. And then at the 15:50 mark of the third period, the controversial goal by Martin.
Tried now as it's handed off to him. Arcock's got to be careful. Got a stick on him. Watch out in the front. Save by Winches score.
And Winches went down, and they reviewed this, coach. They looked at it. There was question about whether that was goaltender interference. They ruled that it was not.
Yeah, and you can hear your call there. Ock has to be careful, and that's where we have to understand the situation and just move the puck a little bit quicker. Mark has so much confidence. He wants to handle it a lot, but he gets stripped of it a little bit there, and they just throw it to the front of the net. But yeah, what ends up happening is their player comes in for a rebound, and he's coming hard to the net, and he actually loses an edge or whatever and goes into Matt Winch's heart, and Matt's in his crease. He's not out of the crease, and so as soon as you do that, and he's not tripped, he's not pushed into the goalie or anything, he's going in by his own power. And the way the ruling reads is, you know, the goalie has to be able to have a chance to play the position and play the puck. And if you're taken out like that, I didn't have a good feeling when it happened. Just knowing you're on the road, you know, and, you know, it ties the game. You know, it'd be hard for them to come out and say no goal, even though that might be the correct call. And I'm going to get some clarification on it from their head of referees, because I just want the rule. Don't, you know, I'm not looking for them to change it or anything, or to suspend the right. No, I just want to get some clarification on how that rule should be interpreted. That's all. And just for some peace of mind or whatever. It's not going to change anything. But having said that, when you watch our other players, we relax again. You know, we don't sense that danger, and we have guys there, but we just, Martin Watt just walks right into the net, all right by our guys, and just picks the puck up and shoots it in the net, where we have to understand that and box out and clear that puck there. But again, another unfortunate, you know, it just seems like any bounce or break right now, we're not getting that, and that's where we have to understand that and stay in there. And like I told you Saturday night, hockey's a game of breaks and bounces, and eventually it all evens out. And Right now, we're not getting our fair share of bounces or breaks, but eventually that'll turn around, and we will. So we just have to maintain that positive energy and positive attitude and remain focused and understand if we continue to play, if we out-shoot teams 45-18, if we out-attempt teams like we do, if we out-scoring chance teams like we have, eventually that'll turn around. So, I mean, we out-attempted them 74-45 in the game, you know. And I watched the game back, and we got to create some more opportunities. We got to get to the net better. We got to be hungry around the net, you know. So there's a lot of different plays in the game where we can be a little better. But that one is, again, late in the game. We have the lead. You know, the Duluth game, 15 seconds left. Last night or Friday night, you know, a turnover on a power play. And then this, we have to – and those three games you could have won, Dirk, and all of a sudden – you know, your record looks a lot better, and maybe you're feeling better about yourself. But we're experiencing some groin pains right now, and we have to understand that, and we have to get better from this. That's the bottom line.
45-18, the shots in favor of the Huskies, 5-0.
What were those shots, Dirk?
45-18.
45-18 on the road.
On the road.
Against 11th-ranked team in the country.
And in overtime, 5-0.
Yeah, we look good in overtime. A couple times we made nice plays. The blue line hops over a stick, but you know, we had a couple real good chances, and we pushed the envelope, and that's what I like about this team. You know, we give up a goal late, and we continue to push, and you know, we did a nice job in the fact that we got another power play late in the game. Again, we get right down the slot. Piazza has to take a hooking penalty, and you know, that's where, you know, our power play has to come through us. Both nights late in the game, we had a chance in tie games to make a difference, and we couldn't do that. So we can say this about this position or that position or whatever, but, you know, our power play's got to be better too. So there's areas we need to improve on.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. We'll start on your questions, a lot of them coming in, and a lot of them already here when we come back. The Mel Pearson Show continues on Mix 93.
Hey, sports fan. Sully again from the Campus Store asking you to show your home team pride by shopping at University Images or the Campus Store here at Michigan Tech or at bookstore.mtu.edu. You don't have to take my word about our quality sportswear. In fact, here's what Blizzard had to say about it. Absolutely, Blizzard. I couldn't have said it better myself. We do have fresh athletic apparel sporting the new logo coming out all the time. Support the home team and show your Husky pride. Stop in today or visit us online, as we are your official headquarters for all your favorite Michigan Tech apparel and souvenirs.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family, with pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have 4 bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them, with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Coke Zero goes with things like this, this, and this. Coke Zero tastes like this.
He shoots! He scores!
It sounds like this. It feels like this. So when the game is on, try it with this. Coke Zero. Real Coca-Cola taste. Zero calories, zero sugar.
Back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Let's get to some of the questions before we talk about the big home-and-home series against Northern Michigan coming up. I don't even know where to start here. We have so many questions coming in.
Just some people, fire away, dear.
All right,
fire away.
First one, somebody's still concerned about the points not showing up properly on the WCHA webpage as far as the standings and our extra point.
Yeah, I think they corrected that. Hopefully, maybe not. But I noticed that yesterday myself as I was looking through the standings. So I don't know if they did that this morning, but if not, I'll make sure I put a call into the league.
Haven't seen any new additions regarding commitments by new players recently, coach? This is what this person is saying. Sure. How is recruiting going?
Recruiting's going well. You know, we're on the road, and Coach Uchuk was out there this weekend, watching a couple different leagues. So we had some kids in on visits.